Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News Special Report. Police in the UK have just labeled today's deadly attack outside an Orthodox synagogue in northern Manchester, England, a terrorist attack.
The attack in Manchester this morning is absolutely shocking.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Two people were killed. Three are critical after a suspect plowed a car into a crowd of people, then went on a stabbing spree. Police have confirmed officers shot and killed the suspect. CBS's Remy Innocencio from London.
He had been presumed dead, but there was this kind of overhanging security concern that suspicious items, that's what police called them, on him might have actually been explosive devices.
Police say two other people are under arrest now. This woman lives nearby.
We hear sirens every day because we're around the corner from the hospital. But then we heard it was gunshot and there'd been a terrorist attack in the synagogue.
The attack took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you have United Healthcare, your doctor at Ascension, Wisconsin is now out of network. The two sides couldn't agree on how much United Healthcare should pay Ascension for patient care. So as of yesterday, Ascension hospitals and providers are no longer covered as in-network for United Healthcare plans. That includes people with employer-sponsored plans, Medicare Advantage, and Medicaid. Both sides say they're willing to talk again, but for now, United Healthcare members face higher costs if they see Ascension doctors. There are several Ascension locations in the area, including in Racine, Mequon, Milwaukee, and other communities. It was unveiled earlier this week. You can chime in next week. If you want to say in Milwaukee County's budget, public hearings are coming up that'll let people share what matters to them. County Executive David Crawley's budget for next year tries to tackle a $46 million deficit using new revenues, savings, and some spending cuts. There's a property tax increase and transit cuts, but Crawley says departments have trimmed nearly $20 million without cutting key services. Hearings start Tuesday at the West Allis Library. There are other upcoming dates in Shorewood and at the Mitchell Park Domes. You can learn more about the hearings and the budget process on the county's website. The new month brings a break on energy costs. Melissa Kay has more.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The WAUK Text to Win contest, sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. HorizonsLaw.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll get you set for the National League Division Series because we'll finally know who the Milwaukee Brewers are playing and when Game 1 gets started on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our home here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk about Halloween candy prices.
Yeah.
It's Halloween time. Decorations are up. I'm seeing them all over the place when I drive into work. And a new story from TMJ4 about how much candy is costing these days. So what are you going to be giving out for trick-or-treaters?
Nothing.
Maybe cheese slices. I'm thinking about it.
You think I can afford cheese slices, Jane?
I haven't looked yet, but we'll see. Halloween candy prices coming up in a little bit. We will lighten things up for the last half an hour of the show, as we like to do. Audio sorbet today, where we take a breath and get away from the news. We're talking all things sports after 10:30 with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. He will be here.
My stomach hurts.
I know you're all in knots about today's game because we still don't know who the Brewers are going to face on Saturday.
Yeah,
that is going to be the NLDS game one set for this Saturday, October 4th. We're still waiting to find out if it's going to be the Cubs or
the Padres
And the game will be on WRCE, WISS, WRJN, WCQM. And WBZH, but again, we're still waiting to find out who it is going to be. All right, no, neither of those are really ideal.
I'd rather play the Padres.
Stalker, they live in Houston.
Oh, oh no.
It's one too many. I'm just saying.
It really is. Yeah. It's been wild. Yep.
You had a tweet about Republicans every time you don't get to demonize the trans community and then fetishize them in your free time. And Canada has just issued a new warning for trans visitors to these United States.
That's right.
Yeah. The trans community, you know this, I'm a staunch ally and I will fight tooth and nail. I am so sorry that somehow they have decided you are the scapegoats, because I imagine it's absolutely, I almost said the F word because I'm used to the Daily Beans. I imagine it's absolutely exhausting, and just know that you've got allies fighting next to you who are being vocal, and I just implore anyone who's listening to the show, if you feel safe to do it, and I hope you do, because these people are living their lives out and proud every day, stand up for your trans community now more than ever. Be vocal. Be vocal. Be vocal.
I agree. I could not agree with you more. I just had lunch with a friend of mine who is a trans actor, and I worry for him. Yeah. You know, I'm worried that because he's out because he used to be on Henry Danger, and he played the scientist or the doctor on that show, and they did a whole spread on him in like Newsweek or something several years ago, where it was a very funny video that they posted too, because they're like, "Have you heard Michael?" You know, everybody's whispering, and they're like, "You're from Canada? You know, so that was, you know, because Michael's funny, first off. But that was, first off, his entire cast and crew and everybody welcomed him. But for him to come out that publicly on a children's show, because Henry Danger was a children's show, and kids love him. I got to go see a taping of it, and we brought our neighbors because their kids were very young, and they loved the show. They're like, yeah, you know him? We love him, you know? And it's like, kids couldn't care less, so why is everybody so afraid? I don't get it.
Of course you don't get it, because you don't have a bigoted mind. But I do want, you know, I think that more and more articles are coming out about elected officials who are villainizing the trans community and then getting, arrested for child porn. Gubernatorial candidates who are dropping out of races because they are watching trans porn. Mm-hmm. You can watch as much trans porn as you want.
Go ahead.
I mean, celebrate it, but you don't get to make laws that are hurting the trans community and then enjoy them in your free time. You don't get to do that part.
I'm
so,
with you.
That's what's the most, but I hope the more and more these stories come out that people start to realize, wait a minute, everything can't be their fault, so maybe really nothing is their fault?
I mean, they really want to pin, you know, everything with the last shooter who shot Charlie Kirk. I mean, they want to pin it on the trans community because he had a roommate that's trans, but we still haven't heard much after that.
Also, the little text messages that were released,
nowhere
is there an admission of a trans love in that text message exchange, which was written like a Saudi romance novel. I mean, seriously. But the things that they're putting out, I mean, Kash Patel will jeopardize any investigation to put out a bullet with a word on it. But, man, he can't release the Epstein files for anything, can he?
No, they, in fact, as I'm sure you know and have discussed with Ms. Gill, that they're still not seating representative-elect. Well, she's Representative Grijalva now. I asked Carl Frisch earlier, I said, is there a deadline between now and the next Congress? A new Congress, that's a whole different thing. But that's a couple of years from now.
I think there's some sort of an October something date, isn't there, that she's supposed to be sworn in by? That's because when they certify the election that day, like, it's clear that she's won.
Right.
But I think there has something to do with the certification. But it's Johnson. We don't know if he's going to swear her in regardless.
He has. I mean, she was complaining, rightfully so, that the last two Republicans that won special elections, their elections weren't quite certified yet, but they were seated.
Right. Of course they were.
And she won, like,
she
went in big numbers. It's not like it was 1% or there's a recount happening.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how we fight back against this stuff, other than I really wish Hakeem Jeffries and Schumer, even though he's in the Senate, were getting louder than they are. I'm not a fan of Jeffries, but you are the Senate Minority Leader. You should be driving every single fight against this administration right now.
Yes.
Both he and Schumer absolutely should be doing that. I agree. I mean, I'm glad, as much as it's painful for the people that are out of work right now or working and not getting paid, because that's awful. That's several hundred thousand people across the country. But I'm glad that they did stand up, because as we've been talking about all week, yes, the ACA is important in the battle, but it's the fact that the Republicans, the last time Schumer caved in the Senate, because it was the Senate that passed it in March, because the House Democrats didn't. But what happened was they said, okay, we'll do this. Everybody gets to stay at work. But then they started doing pocket rescissions, which was firing people and not giving money out where it's supposed to be and that they agreed to. So the fact that Schumer et al. Have finally realized they're not negotiating in good faith, why should we give them anything if they're going to...
I don't know why it took this long, but I agree with you. I'm glad it's finally happening.
I know. It's just, I think it's Schumer's old school. You know, he used to be able to work across the aisle, but that was before all of
things have changed. Things have changed.
Yeah, there's no aisle. There's a Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not like we're just stepping over a line right here and being like, hey, there's the other party. It's more of like, Marco, anyone. All right, great.
Yeah, you just hear that.
And then every once in a while, you've got the guy, who's the Republican that wants to release the Epstein files? What's his name? Massey?
Massey.
Yeah, you've got Marco, and then you've got Massey by himself over in the, you know, the sticks going, Polo!
Polo!
I'm here, I'm trying.
He is, I mean, but to give them credit, which is weird for me to say these words coming out of my mouth, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace, and Lauren Boebert are all signed on for this, and it's like three people I abhor, but yay?
I also don't, I don't trust this. I don't trust that we're going to get this released. And because I can absolutely see Marjorie Taylor Greene going on the House floor and being and reading all of the Republican names and redacting the who she thinks are Democrat names. Mm-hmm. I don't trust these two until this actually comes to fruition. I just don't.
Well, what's been interesting is stuff that has gotten out, and that's Comer's, you know, committee. And so Bob Seska has a theory that Comer wants to undermine Donald Trump and these people.
Because
all these people were getting this information from his committee. He can stop the Democrats from releasing this information at any time. He can say, no, you can't do that. But they're able to do this. So I'm kind of getting into the fact that maybe Jim Comer doesn't like Donald as much as we think he does.
Oh, I would hope so. Listen, someone be a hero. You know what I mean at this point? Just be the hero.
Yeah.
Even if you lose your job, you're going to get another job.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get, just be the hero. If you get voted out for this, and I don't think you would be, honestly, you would probably get more support from both sides of the aisle in your next election. Just be the hero.
Well, yeah, I mean, MAGA still wants, it's not going away, thankfully. Yeah. As much as everything else he ever did or was involved with, let's say.
Yeah, this is his kryptonite. 100% is his kryptonite. You listen to Michael Wolff. Is it Michael Wolff who wrote the book?
Yeah.
Who has all of the Epstein hours, too, that they interview? He's like, this is what you should negotiate in the government shutdown. Release the files or we're not budging. Like, this is your moment right now. Why are they not doing that? It's just...
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Who can we call? You're on the same side as Jane Fonda.
You are?
I love that idea. I'll follow her anywhere.
Yeah, me too. She's fantastic. She just relaunched the Committee for the First Amendment, which was first formed in 1947. Her father was involved in that with actors fighting against the House Un-American Activities Committee and the blacklisting of artists. Because, you know, with Jimmy Kimmel and Seth Meyers is in their radar too, and so is Jimmy Fallon, though Jimmy is kind of backing off because he's...
Yeah, Jimmy knows how to walk that line. He does that little hair tussle, so Jimmy, yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens there, but Seth Meyers is not going to back down, which is a
beautiful he's not one. He's fantastic. But she was on with Dana Bash the other day, and Bash asked Fonda how she felt the current Democratic leaders are doing, and she revealed that she is less than impressed, like the young Chris Lavoie. She said, not good enough, so along with this committee that's been launched today, it's exciting that there's an exponential growth. People are signing up the minute they hear it. I already signed up. Sally Field, John Hamm, and I mean, it's an amazing array of, it's like 500 or 600 people right now. I'm sure it's going up on an hourly basis. She said, I don't feel that our leaders are doing what they need to do. If you can't change the people, change the people. That's what we're doing. So,
yeah.
I mean,
listen, AOC gave,
No, go.
AOC gave an incredible speech just talking about the fact that they're not as powerful as they seem. They want you to think they're in power right now, but they're not. When you see things like Jimmy Kimmel getting pulled off the air and our boycott and canceling, I mean, I think it was upwards in different facets of almost $4 billion in 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
I think the number is close to that. And them retracting and being like, oh, that's power. Mm-hmm. We have power, and we have power in numbers. There's still more of us than there are of them. Now's not the time to get, you know, deflated in the sense of like, oh, nothing matters. No, our vote's not going to count. The midterms are going to be hacked. You don't know that. They wouldn't be trying to gerrymander in all of these states if they had a way in right now that they were like, foolproof. Foolproof.
I agree. And that gives me hope that they're trying to gerrymander in a weird way.
Yeah. And I think they're going to screw themselves with a lot of these maps, because some of these maps in Texas took red parts from blue areas that they needed, as well as I don't think they're counting on as many of the Latin voters, Latina voters in Texas, as well as Republicans that are tired of this BS. And even with the gerrymandered maps, they're going to lose their votes. I don't think they're counting on any of that. And I still have hope for this. I do.
I do, too. And on that happy clappy note, it is 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Quince.
Quince!
Whee!
Yeah, they have good clothes.
Fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere. Mm-hmm. Cashmere, I can speak, for $50. Washable silk tops and skirts.
Oh.
And that's nice. And perfectly tailored denim at all prices that feel too good to be true. The wool coats, they look really good. They're designer level, but they cost a fraction of the price, and the quality is just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. The coats and all that, nice. It is so nice. So keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order and a 365-day return. That's quince.com/Stephanie to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stephanie.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am here with Peter Galluli, the CEO of The Wellness Company. This is a very exciting. I just filled out my form, Peter. I'm so excited. Tell us about The Wellness Company.
So we are a 50-state telemedicine company. We're the fastest growing one in America. We've only been around 3 years, and we've helped over 1 million Americans so far address their health and wellness needs. And we offer everything from doctor-designed supplements to our medical emergency kits, which have kind of taken the country by storm. I think a lot of people after COVID really thought it was time that they should take their health into their own hands and be more proactive when it comes to addressing sickness in advance. So we've really enabled them to do that by allowing them to have all these prescription life-saving medications in their medicine cabinet right at home. So you don't need to go wait in an urgent care or lie up in bed for a week next time you get sick. So the medical emergency kits, we have 7 different varieties right now for all different scenarios in life. First aid, travel, kids. But our number one seller is just our blue medical emergency kit. It is a prescription pack that has antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibacterials. Some of those common medications that you know you'll need, amoxicillin, ivermectin, fluconazole. There's 8 prescriptions in total in that kit, and it covers over 30 conditions. Additionally, we also have a guidebook that our doctors have written. It's about 40 pages. It gives you instructions on safe use. So if you do get sick and you can't get in touch with a doctor, you have a way to look up your condition and help yourself with dosage instructions in case you don't recall.
So right now, a special $45 discount just for my audience, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Don't forget that promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, any parting thoughts?
I just hope that more Americans take this message to heart. You can save so much money and honestly the stress by taking your health into your own hands. And I think if there's one thing that we learned from the last pandemic, it's that you only can rely on yourself. And we really help you do that.
Peter Galluli, and it's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Peter, thanks so much.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes.
Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you normally listen to our show on the Civic Media app, apparently we have some cross things going on. I believe Stephanie Miller is running right now.
On WAUK.
On WAUK. Yeah. So if you're listening on the app, that's not going to help you. But just to let you know, we are tracking it down because we're getting some texts and emails coming in wondering where our show is on the app. So we have alerted.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. Okay. All right. Good to know. Thank you, engineering, for jumping on that right away. Coming up after the 10:30 news, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe is going to be here to talk all things sports. Big game this afternoon. We won't talk about it. It makes Greg very upset. It's very anxious.
I'm not. Yes. Anxious.
You're very anxious.
There's a lot in my brain going on right now. And I listened to JR's podcast this past week, and it did not help at all.
No,
because they're so learned and knowledgeable, and
Doesn't that make you feel better, though?
No, they weren't. They weren't saying, "Oh, we got this sewn up. It's going to be great. We can't wait to
make on Minnesota in Green Bay." Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller.
I can turn on a microphone. It is 24 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be back on Monday. It is her birthday week.
That's right.
Merrill Hubbard has the byline trick-or-treating coming with a spooky spike in prices. Some candy store owners are jumping in. And one person said she started looking for treats last week. Bagged mixed chocolate candy, you're looking anywhere from $30 to $40.
When you said that to me before the show, I thought you were talking about, oh, it's like a bag of artisan candy from a single shop that's, you know, local and locally made. No, we're talking about
probably like the Snicker Bites and the, you know, Twix Bites and the smaller sizes.
That is
that's a lot of $30 or $40. That's a lot for Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Inflation is a contributing factor in many things involved in the candy making process, including butter, milk, cream, and eggs.
Yeah.
So are you still going to buy candy this year to give out? 855-752-4842. Maybe you're considering an alternative.
I really liked what you said earlier in this pickles. Just drop a good old Milwaukee gherkin in there and be like, there you go, kid. That's a palate cleanser for your high-priced Snickers fun size.
I think that's an opening for me to get my house toilet papered.
Jane, if I came up to your house for trick-or-treating, you...
And I gave you a pickle?
A pickle in the bag. I would come over the next day and be like, can I mow your lawn next summer? If you gave me a pickle as a trick-or-treat, I would, that's like when you find the house is giving away full-size Milky Way bars.
That's a big
one.
It's
a prize. You are a gem to be protected.
BJ on the live stream, hand out condiment packets from restaurants. Like Taco Bell hot sauce packets make great handouts.
Wow.
You must be really popular in your neighborhood.
I was going to say, you're suggesting it as in you have experience in doing this to children. They're going to teepee your house.
I'm going to give out small things of pickle relish just to see what happens. 855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Well, candy's been getting higher and higher every year for quite a while now.
Yeah.
But it is outrageous this year. I have taken to giving the small size packages of microwave popcorn and a pack of hot chocolate.
That's nice, Ollie. The microwave popcorn, that's not a bad thing.
No, that's fun.
Maybe you can buy them in bulk somewhere. Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
I said they get enough candy, and you can buy a big box of the microwave popcorn at a certain store starting with a W, and the same with hot chocolate. So
excellent.
Not so bad at all.
Appreciate that, Ollie. Thank you so much. That's a great idea. Roger on the live stream says, I'm staying away from the chocolates, Tootsie Rolls, and Smarties. Have a better per-piece cost.
Isn't Tootsie Roll chocolate?
Chocolate.
I'm not trying to be.
I would say Tootsie Rolls are chocolate adjacent.
Yeah. I also, for me personally, like when I would go trick or treating as a kid, and I feel the same way about candy jars. Like we have a candy dish here at the station, and the only thing I would ever touch is chocolate. I don't want
those little fruit things.
I don't like the fruit things. I don't like Smarties. I don't like anything citrus based. Nothing that says it's banana tastes like banana. Just give me a little Snickers. Give me a tiny, oh my God, a Reese's peanut butter cup. Oh my God.
Sharon, our office manager, has those.
It's so hard to resist that stuff. But yeah, the Smarties, I'm like, oh, Cool.
But awesome. For a kid.
But I would be loving popcorn.
Kids would love popcorn's a great awesome. Thing. That's a great idea. Good idea, Ollie. Appreciate that. All right, news is coming up next. And then when we return, we are talking all things sports with J.R. Radcliffe. So stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. You cannot put a price tag on that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
This sunny, hot, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days. We are going to start to feel a little more like fall next week. But today, sunshine, we're talking highs back in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll get you set for the National League Division Series because we'll finally know who the Milwaukee Brewers are playing and when Game 1 gets started on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Stomp your feet, clap your hands, you're part of the team sitting in the stands.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, who's very excited. Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we have This Shouldn't Be a Thing to wrap up the show. Today it is the Lost Boys edition. Stay tuned for that. It's a good one. Right now, though, he joins us every other Thursday to talk all things sports. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru, J.R. Ratcliffe. Good morning, J.R. Tell Greg everything's going to be okay. Would you please?
Everything is going to be okay, Greg.
There you go. There you go.
Not because of sports, because I don't know, because I believe in you and life, and sports are going to crush us. Sports break our hearts, so that's not the thing.
I was telling Jane that I was listening to your fantastic podcast, Microbrew, as I do, because I like to listen to the experts talk, and as the experts sometimes talk, you absolutely make me feel like there's no hope in the world.
But did you hear my prediction? At the end of the last episode, Greg, there was a little treat. A little treat waiting.
I'll have to finish it because honestly, at one point, I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do this.
You bailed out before that good stuff.
I drive 4 minutes to work and back. I have to listen to an hour-long podcast over like 3 weeks. By that point, a baseball podcast might as well just be like, hey, last season. So yeah, give the audience, but still listen to the podcast because it's a really, really good podcast, Microbrew. Tell us the prediction you told your podcast fans.
Well, last year, not to pat myself too strongly on the back, but I predicted that Sal Frelick would homer in the playoffs. And that was a big deal because he'd hit two home runs all season. They both came in May. They were on back-to-back days. And I said, you know what? It's going to happen here in the playoffs. And then it did. So obviously, I am clairvoyant and decided that I would let the fates speak to me again this year. I was open to possibly any sort of vision. And Greg, I think they're going to the World Series. This is what I shared is I think this team, I just believe it now. Yeah. I have this extra terrestrial is the wrong word. This supernatural faith that came to me.
Excellent.
That I think this team can go to the World Series. I did not say that I think they're going to win. I did say I think they're going to play the Seattle Mariners. Shout out to anybody who remembers the 1969 Seattle Pilots. And it was, but you know, like the premise, the reality of it is that when you get to this point in the season, it isn't about numbers. It isn't about matchups. It is to some degree, but it is about faith. It is about like teams just kind of getting the breaks and getting lucky in baseball. Yeah. 3 games is not enough sample to determine whether a team is better. 5 games is not enough sample. 7 is not enough sample. I mean, if you looked at the Brewers the last 7 games of the year, you would say, oh, that's not a playoff team, you know? And obviously, you know, this part of the year is about guys you weren't expecting coming up and becoming the hero. It's about, you know, just a ball bouncing under somebody's glove. Like there are so many little tiny minutiae, random events that are going to come into play. At some point, the Brewers will probably have their back up against the wall and maybe they dig out of it and maybe they don't. But there's unfortunately just not a lot to say. They have put themselves in the best position possible. They're the number one seed. They have a favorable matchup in terms of you don't want to face this Dodgers team that we've seen over the last month through September and then into their first round series. So they're going to have the perceptively better opponent. And you just kind of got to go with it. You just got to kind of ride the wave. It's hard to do, but there's nothing else you can do now. They've done the hard part. Now it's just the ride the wave part.
Kevin, find George Michaels. You got to have faith. We'll play that for Greg and see if that makes him feel better.
It's weird. I want to get here. This is where I want us to be. And the moment we get here, I'm like, oh God, I'm going to die inside because everything is falling apart. Because honestly, JR, they kind of went out the way they came in.
Like a lamb. Yeah.
Yes.
Very difficult to put our, to really wrap arms around what a baseball season is like in terms of, you get to a point where you're going to be a team that has a first round bye, and maybe you're not the number one seed, but it's just not the same level of baseball. You don't want guys getting hurt. So you're resting William Contreras the last couple of days of the season. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're taking it easy or don't care, because at the end of the day, it is a matchup between a batter and a pitcher and you want to get a hit. So how much foot off the gas can you really get? And you see all the time teams that need the win lose to the Reds needed that last win of the season and the Brewers went and got it. The Brewers played better on Sunday to get a 97th victory in a franchise record. So, you can't really say that there is such a thing as like taking your foot off the gas, but it was different, right? Like September, you kind of knew where the Brewers were going. They had sort of solidified it and they just needed a break. They had guys who were hurt. William Contreras is a great example, but Sal Frelick, everybody needed, I think, a good stretch of time to just rest. Mm-hmm. So these 5 days could not be a better thing for the Brewers. It's perfect. Yeah. They weren't playing well. They're banged up. Give them this time to recuperate, and they're going to be facing a team that only has one day of rest, which is still a lot in baseball. That's plenty, but they have been chilling at home, relaxing, vibing, and now hopefully that's a renewal source for them, and then they can really hit the ground running when the division series begins on Saturday.
Well, and we're gonna find out later on today, right, who they're gonna be facing this weekend.
That's right.
It all hinges.
Yeah,
that Cubs game this afternoon.
Yeah, it's Padres Cubs game three of their wild card series. Winner moves on. Winner comes mm-hmm. comes north, basically. So both games were very close. The first two games, both teams that won, the Cubs winning game one, the Padres game two, it felt like they were mostly in control. So I think anything could happen. Yu Darvish pitching for the Padres makes me a little nervous. He's got a great like long track record, but he's not the pitcher he used to be. So I think if you're hoping for the Padres, that's a little tough, but I would have said the same thing when the Mets threw Jose Quintana in game three of the wild card series last year. And then he threw six shutout innings against the Brewers. So what in reality do I know? Again, there's no way to predict it. It's just all small, teeny samples.
Yeah.
I think either team is actually okay. Like I think the Brewers are okay against either one of these teams, especially with those extra days of rest. The Cubs come with the baggage of Cubs fans, coming into the stadium. We've talked about that before, and I'm sure there are plenty of people who want to avoid that and plenty of people who just want to take it head on and show Craig Counsell the door if the Brewers are in position to do that. So I really don't think I truly think both of those opponents, they're different in what they're good at. I think the Cubs are a slightly worse matchup, but I think at this point I feel comfortable with the Brewers facing either team.
If you're just joining us on Matt and Air on Air, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is here to talk all things sports. And we are talking, obviously, about the Brewers, who will be playing on Saturday. We're just waiting for this game later on today to find out who they're going to face off against. The one thing I heard, J.R., and I don't remember if I heard it on Pat Kreitlow's show or maybe with Todd, if it does end up to be the Cubs and you have tickets, please don't sell them to Cubs fans. Sell them to Brewers fans, right?
Of course. And I think that the team is actually, and this is sort of secondhand, I don't know this directly from the team, but there's language about those who bought it with a pre-sale, but those who got tickets because they have season ticket packages or just in a, got an early shot to buy tickets. Some language that they don't want you to resell it, or you'll be penalized. You won't be able to participate in future pre-sales. I don't know if that's common. I have never heard of that before, but I've had a couple, we've talked to a couple season ticket holders where I know that that is some of the language. But even with that in place, I don't want anybody to get optimistic into thinking there won't be a ton of Cubs fans there. I mean, remember how, you know, like I actually just went to Kenosha a couple days ago and talked to people there. That's a very 50-50
and
community.
You didn't
a lot of
visit
questions.
Thanks.
It was a very busy day. I'm so sorry, Greg. We should have hung out at the Brat stop. That was absolutely my bad. But you know, so I mean, you know it as well as anybody. It's a it's a 50-50 split. Like there's a lot of Cubs fans all over this place.
Definitely. Yep.
And they probably bought tickets already. Like they probably bought their own tickets, like let's just in case. And if you know, we'll sell them, you know, like we'll sell them to Brewers fans if we have to. So there's going to be Cubs fans there. It's going to be noisy either way.
Yeah.
Brewers fans will come out though. It's going to, you know, it's going, Brewers fans will have their backers. It's not going to be overwhelmingly Cubs fans. That's not the place we're in right now. So I do think it'll be a fine. And hey, if it's not, the Brewers have the best road record in baseball. So they are used to playing in front of hostile crowds and they'll be able to get it done again.
It'll just be interesting if the Cubs do win, if they start just yelling out Green Bay sucks again, because that's what they did at game one of the wild card. While, after they had beaten the Padres, they're walking through Wrigley Field and just a chant of Green Bay sucks. And I'm not kidding you. A lot of people were befuddled by this. They're like, what are you doing right now?
That, I don't know a lot about sports, but that is a different sport. Right.
It's a different city. Okay. It's a different everything.
I'm going to the experts to clarify because just sure.
You gotta stay on brand. Everyone knows that. You gotta stay on brand.
Speaking of Green Bay.
Oh man, can I just last week Paul Noonan said there was no way the Cowboys would win.
Do the Packers just suck or what is going on?
It is at least a question we have to ask. You know, I think the answer is no. I do think this is about as head scratching as it gets. And 40-40, like you could not have convinced me after watching that defense the first 3 weeks. You know, speaking of small samples, not telling you enough that they would give up 40 points to a Dallas Cowboys team that didn't have their best receiver and quite honestly hasn't been that impressive even with their best receiver. Truly befuddling. I think, you know, if we want to look at optimism, there's a couple things. First of all, I mean, Micah Parsons did make the play that saved the game. They were about to score a touchdown in overtime and he made the tackle. So there's at least that. The offense figured something out. It's super confusing because the offense has been so whatever, pedestrian, I would say. And then they absolutely hit a gear here. So that's very encouraging. I mean, they should hit a gear. Dallas is not a good defense either. So like they should have scored 40 points. It's just this defense sort of taking a step back. I still think there's enough good personnel on that defense. And I trust Jeff Hafley as the coordinator. He has shown it over the past year plus. I think they're going to figure that out. And then it's a matter of, do you think the offense thing is sustainable? I think they still have some things to work out too, but that was actually pretty encouraging on that side of it. They don't get the loss, which is obviously still not great, but it could benefit them down the road. So at least they come through that a little bit unscathed. And you know, they get a bye too. Like they get a break, and it's a little early in the season for that. But you got to figure that they're gonna turn this around and go back to whatever was working those first 2 weeks. Because right now you have to ask, was that the aberration? Was the Lions and Commanders performance, was that the outlier?
Yeah.
And they're actually a different team. And there's a lot of evidence for the first 3 weeks of the NFL season not telling you a lot. And so now we're getting into the portion of the season where you really find out what they are. So I'd say this game against the Bengals is really big. The Bengals are not good either. So if they don't show well against the Bengals, we said this about the Cowboy game too, but really after the bye, if they show poorly against the Bengals, I think you got to push the alarm bells that something is just fundamentally wrong and we got to start exploring how to fix it.
Galvin.
Yeah, I guess my biggest takeaway and biggest frustration from the Cowboys game was, yes, 40 points is too many for the defense to be giving up, but the special teams is absolutely abysmal, and it was a problem last year too. We've had multiple field goals blocked this year. We are consistently behind in the field position game off kickoffs. The special teams is just a problem.
Agreed. And I mean, we just throw up our hands trying to figure that out. Like there's no rhyme or reason for it. They have a great coach, or at least perceptively a great coach, who was brought in just for this to transform that special teams unit from one of the worst in football to functional. That has not happened. You know, it doesn't seem like the personnel doesn't matter. No one seems to be able to understand. It is enough of a weird thing, special teams, that it's really hard to grasp. Why isn't this working? And I think it just comes down to players just got to make plays. They just got to figure it out and make plays. And I know it's never quite as simple as that, But this is becoming very unnerving, Calvin. It's tearing everything apart.
We are up against the clock, so we're not even going to talk about the Badgers going to Michigan. We'll just pretend that's not going to happen at all.
Fine.
Jake
fine.
R. Radcliffe is the sports guru for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Check out his podcast. Follow him in the paper. He is fabulous and joins us every other Thursday. Thanks a lot, JR. We will see you in a couple.
All right, see you later.
When we return, this shouldn't be a thing, the Lost Boys edition. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping. When they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just want to share this. Sue from Franklin texted in, listening on WAUK. Is the time set yet for Saturday? We got standing room only tickets for the game. The time has not yet been set.
As far as I know, yeah, no.
We do not have a time for Saturday's Brewers versus, we don't know yet. But as soon as we find out, I would imagine once that game, the Cubs and
the Padres,
game is concluded later on today, we will have more on that for you, Sue. Because again, right now, we do not know what time the game will happen on Saturday, but we know that it will. Coming up for you tomorrow, we have a jam-packed Friday on the way. Lisa Schiller is going to be joining us. If you play any kind of games on your tablet or on your internet, and I know I have seen these, play this game. We will pay you.
Yeah.
We'll pay you millions and billions and trillions of dollars. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau is going to join us to talk about whether or not that's legitimate.
As well as other scams.
Yes.
You should be on. We're coming up on holiday season, folks.
Yes. They're coming. Yeah. And they're already there, too. So also, Dan Schaefer joins us every Friday, Civic Media's political editor and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Dan will be here in hour number two, so I hope you can join us. It is 10:54, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. JaneSays@civicmedia.us. You can use that address for other things. Kurt actually emailed us at JaneSays, and he's going to share with me his cream of mushroom soup recipe.
Sounds tasty.
So hopefully this time it doesn't turn out gray, which is the last time. That's no food should be gray.
A mushroom-based gravy or sauce can be gray. It doesn't mean it's bad. I firmly disagree with you. Firmly.
We'll kick that around possibly tomorrow or whenever Kurt sends me his recipe and I attempt it again. But yes, you can always reach us at janesays@civicmedia.us. Okay, here is the headline that Calvin found. Vivian Muniz and Joe Mason from 2822 News.
Wow.
Headline reads, Pennsylvania DOT workers got lost in tunnel during inspection. Relief yesterday at the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation after crews lost communication with workers who had entered into a tunnel. A small group of Pennsylvania DOT employees were making measurements, and it was just a regular tunnel inspection during a flood tunnel. Those employees say they were working their way out when they lost cell service, and that's when someone on the outside called 911. For a while, the people in the tunnel could hear the emergency personnel on the other end, but the EMS workers could not hear their responses. Soon after, the workers were able to wade out through a creek and make it out.
So dramatic.
Chief Engineer Bonshewski says the workers were perfectly safe the whole time they were in there, but we couldn't hear them. So we took precautions to be on the safe side. You know, they walked out of the tunnel on their own. Everything was fine.
What do you do? So they weren't so much. Were they lost or did people think they were lost?
I think people thought they were lost. He said in his 37 years at the Pennsylvania DOT, he has never seen anything like this. He's happy the story has a happy ending. We're always worried when workers are in a tunnel with no communications. That's why we brought the whole technical rescue team in. It just sounds like somebody lost their cell phone. We leave a signal.
We found you.
We weren't.
We're fine.
Lost.
We're in a tunnel. A tunnel really just goes like in two directions.
And we were there's out and that way.
There you go.
Yes. So anyway.
What a weird thing.
Everybody's fine.
Yes.
Everybody's out. Several local EMS workers came out to help. And they say they are just grateful nothing serious happened in there. Whew. What a relief.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. And wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
I know a lot of us are going to be watching baseball a little bit later on today.
I will not be watching baseball later.
You're just going to let it happen?
I'm going to let it happen and find out later because right now my stomach hurts a lot.
He's very, very emotionally invested. You're not alone.
I know.
JR said the same thing. You're in good company. There are a lot of people.
He's a sports guy. He gets to live around all the sports all the time. It's like the Brewers is all I have.
You'll be okay. We'll Thank make you. It through, my friend.
Oh, that's so much sarcasm.
We will make it through. Again, Lisa Schiller joining us tomorrow from the Better Business Bureau, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, and much, much more. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic, because without you, nothing works. And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening and watching on a live stream.
Yes.
It means the world.
We really appreciate you.
I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Don't forget, Tom Hartman going to have the next keyword for you in our multi-state text to win go for the green and gold contest.
Five more chances.
Tom Hartman twice today. Mm-hmm. Then Todd Alba.
Yep.
Maggie Dawn. Pete Schwabba. Last day of the contest is tomorrow, so get it in today.
We wish you good luck at that Civic Media app.
Absolutely. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we will see you tomorrow.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Manchester, England are calling the ramming and stabbing attack at a synagogue today an act of terror. Two people were killed, three wounded. The assailant is dead and two other people are under arrest. It's even more troubling, officials say, since it happened on Yom Kippur. Assistant Police Commissioner Lawrence Taylor.
Communities across the UK would normally be marking this holy day and now grieving and worried about their safety.
A U.S. immigration judge has just denied a bid for asylum for Kilmer Abrego Garcia, whose case has been at the forefront of the fight over immigration policy. Abrego Garcia has 30 days to appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals. It's day two of the federal government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise blaming the Democrats.
When they had an opportunity to actually govern, House Democrats voted to shut the government down. And now that the government's shut down, they're trying to blame somebody else for what they did.
This is ABC News.
You're listening to